Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back, 23 after the hour. Thanks for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. That's Tom Petty and the Heartbreakers bringing us back. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate, the one and only. My websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com, and the one for my book, The Age of the Customer, is ageofthecustomer.com. Jim Alampi is our guest, our good friend, longtime Brain Trust member, great to excellent. It's The Execution. That's the title of his book, Alampi.com, A-L-A-M-P-I.com. We're talking about why you should learn how to say no when it's appropriate for you, right, Jim? I mean, you can't just say yes to everything. And at some point in time, people who can't learn how to say no wind up looking kind of flaky, don't they, Jim? Especially to your people.
Not only flaky, but maybe out of business flaky.
Well, that's right. Yeah,
if you can't get it right, exactly. You know, over-stressing an organization by taking on every opportunity that comes down the pike can probably be one of the worst things an entrepreneur can do.
And we talked about the two big drivers of whether you should say yes or no. After we talked about your elements of will it make you happy? Are you passionate about it? And does it make sense for you? The other thing is we talked about capitalization. Because if you're saying yes to something, it means you're probably doing something different, maybe bigger, and that means you've got to capitalize that, and that means you're going to make mistakes. You got to capitalize the growth and the mistakes, right, Jack? Right, Jim?
And exactly, and as we both know, growth isn't free. It costs money to grow a business.
And it's in arrears, too, isn't it?
Yeah, exactly.
No, funding growth is in advance. The return is in arrears, isn't it?
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely.
And so you got to have a plan for that. You have a capitalization plan for saying yes. And then you have to talk about the casualty list that I've been talking about for a long time, Jim, and that is how if we have an organization, if you have people, you're going to put, they're going to help you take up the slack. And if this doesn't make sense to them, their engagement level is going to go down, isn't it?
Totally, and unfortunately, oftentimes the people who got us here can't get us there. And it doesn't mean they're bad people. They've just outgrown their leadership ability. You know, it's one of the things that we see when you don't say no and don't know when to say no, and you keep throwing these opportunities at a leadership team. At some point, some of them are probably going to snap because they've never operated at a business with that kind of volume. And you start losing key players that helped you get to a certain size but can't get you to the next size.
Well, yeah, either you lose them and maybe they were the right people for what you were already doing, but either you lose them or you've made a decision that they're not, that, as you said, the people who got you here are not going to get you there.
And that's one of the toughest decisions entrepreneurs ever have to make because sometimes those people were there from the start and helped them start and grow the business. Mm-hmm. Sometimes they're business partners and they own part of the business. And worse, sometimes they're relatives. And boy, having to exit those folks when, the growth has overcome their skill set can really be difficult.
The gut-wrenching meter of that is off the charts, isn't it?
Unbelievable. Families are ruined because of that inability to work in the business.
Can be. That's exactly right. Yep. So it's hard. This, and one of the things the conclusions that we're kind of settling on here, Jim, is what I've said for how long now, that being a small business owner, being the CEO of a small business, is harder than being the CEO of Exxon or IBM or any of those companies.
I heard a statistic the other day, which I haven't confirmed, and it was that 95% of startups never get to a million, and of the 5% that do, 98% never get to 10 million in revenue.
Mm-hmm.
So, boy, talk about a cliff there.
It's a small group, and it's the reason why you never hear me judge anybody who chooses to stay a certain size.
No. The only thing when I hear people say, why do I want to grow my business? I just want a lifestyle business and I'm just going to be happy to take my distributions. I guess that's okay, but it's sort of like what children learn when they play video games the first time. The guy that stands still gets killed first. So I have never found standing still to be a great business strategy, but it's growth with a profitable, logical growth, not just wild and crazy growth.
Right. No, that's exactly right. Yeah. Growth doesn't have to mean that you go from 1 million to 10 million.
Right, exactly.
It just means that you're doing something. There's a one of my friends used to say, you're either green and growing or ripe and rotten.
Good. Well,
so it doesn't mean, growth doesn't mean that you go public, right?
Oh, absolutely.
You have to, growth could mean that you expand your online marketing strategy to social media. That could be growth. Right?
And that's why I think it's so important that entrepreneurs early on meet with the right kind of people to help them think about what's the end game. You know, are they trying to build a company to flip it at some point? Mm-hmm. Are they looking for that long, steady, profitable growth? Yeah. Tough.
Yeah, it is. And that's where you decide if you're, that's when you should know that early on, really. Are you going to be a, as you said, a lifestyle owner? Are you going to be somebody who wants to do something and get bored with it in 5 years and sell it? Hey, Jim, I got to wrap it up. I need the website one more time, please.
Alampi.com, Alampi.
And the book is called Great to Excellent. It's the execution. Hey, Jim, good job today. Come back soon.
Happy holidays, Jim.
We'll see you next time. Jim Alampi, ladies and gentlemen. He'll be back another day. I'll be back after these messages. Here's that mad dog Englishman, Joe Cocker, to take us out.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.